Okay, we're doing Avat Chesed, and we were discussing last class. The Chetzaim had explained why does it say Higid lecha adam ma tov asot mishpat ki im asot mishpat, and he explained that the justice is the first step of ensuring that our wealth remains in our hands when we do it in when we obtain our wealth in a fair and honest way. The Avat Chesed and love of kindness. So he said it's not enough that we're just honest. This is what I deserve, this is what you deserve. You gotta go beyond that. We have to love kindness. And that which the verse calls it the love of kindness. The verse doesn't tell us do justice and kindness. It purposely adds a word. It says do justice and love kindness. The prophet over here told us a great and new concept. שכמעט אנו בעוונותינו הרבים כולנו נכשלים בו. That we, almost all of us, stumble on this point. The who in this concept is, כי אף שכולנו עושים חסד, even though we all do acts of kindness here and there, אבל עניין החסד שלנו הוא רק מצד ההכרח. We only do when we have to. דהיינו כשהאיש העלוב צריך לחסד, meaning, when the poor guy comes and he needs an act of kindness, הוא בא אצלנו פעם אחת ושתיים, he comes and he says, can I borrow your laptop? I'm busy now. Comes a second time. וקשה להשתמד ממנו. And then it's already getting uncomfortable. You can't escape. אז אנו עושים עם מוחסת. Then we do an act of kindness. וגם, and even when we do it, אין עושים זה ברצון ובלב טוב כלל. We don't do it with good will, with a good heart at all. ולזה בא הנביא ואמר. And that's why the prophet Micha came and said to the Jewish people, ומה השם דורש ממך? What does God want of you? כי אם עשות משפט, but to do justice, ואהבת חסד, and to love the kindness. Loving the kindness means, if I have delicious chocolate that I just got, I want to offer it to my roommate before I take it. Now that's beyond our perception, right? I'm hoping he won't see it, because it'll be uncomfortable to tell him no, so I'll have to tell him yes, then I'll have one less piece. If he only has one piece. The Navi tells us, Ahavat Chesed, love of kindness. רוצה לומר what he means to say, שלא תחשוב בנפשך, a person shouldn't think, שבזה שאתה עושה לפעמים חסד, אתה יצא בזה בשלמות. A person shouldn't think, you know, I'm a nice guy. What do you mean? I give charity sometimes. I help my friends other times. I'm a decent human being. I call my parents 2-3 times a week. I say hello. I'm a nice person. A person shouldn't think that because he sometimes does acts of kindness, he's completely a kind person. כי אם שאדם צריך להיות לו אהבה למידה זו של חסד, but rather a person must love doing kindness. וידוע יש נפקא מינה גדולה בין דבר שאדם עושה מצד ההכרח. It's known that there's a huge difference between something we do because we have to do it, לדבר שהוא עושה מצד אהבה, as opposed to something we do because we love to do it. והאות לזה, in the sun, if you want to see what's causing a person to do something, ההנהגה שכל אדם מתנהג עם בנו. Look at how a person treats his son. במזונותיו ובמלבושיו ובנישואים שלו. When his son needs to eat, clothing, to get married, we're talking about normal parents. The normalcy is, no, today we have people, I mean, unfortunately, it's becoming more and more common. People are so egotistical, they're even jealous of their own kids. The child says, Dad, I want to be more religious. The father says, no more than you. Why not? What's wrong? What's the kid doing wrong? I don't understand. Don't you want your kid to do something better than you did? Don't you want him to be more successful than you are? If you don't believe in it, you think he's becoming a fanatic, okay, I can understand. You're talking different languages. But if really you believe in it, and he's talking to you about being a good person, so then what's the competition? Parents sometimes feel threatened because their kids are going to outdo them. It stems from an unhealthy ego. What's he going to think of me when he's like that? It's not a good parent. I mean, Chazal tell us, a normal parent wants his children to do better than himself. Chazal say, "Bakol adam mitkane." A person's jealous of everyone. Everyone. So Chazal say, Chutz, the only exception is, Mibno, his son, v'talmido, and his student. Two people a person isn't jealous of. There are two people who he wants to outdo himself. If he's normal. He's the way he should be. Today, a lot of people are not normal. But a person should want that. That's why the Chafetz Chaim sees it as an obvious point. You want to see what true love is? When you love to give, see your own child. when it comes to his clothing, his food, his marriage, ובכל דבר מצד האהבה שהוא אבו, הוא מתנהג עמו הרבה יותר מכפי חיובו בכל זה. In any point that you love him, you go way beyond what you owe him. I mean, the kid could spit in your face and you're still taking care of him. Right? I didn't tell you guys this story. Okay, different thing. There are too many stories. There's too much to discuss tonight. This is supposed to be 2 minutes. We're ready. I don't know. ומתבונן תמיד איך להיטיב עם בנו. A parent always looks to see how he could do better for his child. אף שאיננו מבקש מאיתו דבר, even though the kid never asked for it. והוא שמח וטוב לב כשמיטיב עמו. The parent is happy when he could do good unto his child. כן ממש בעניין זה של חסד. This is the way it should be with chesed. כשאדם יהיה לו אהבה למידה זו. When a person really learns to love this trait, and that's what we'll be discussing, how to develop that, יהיה מחפש בכל כוחו איך לעשות חסד עם חברו. Then he will seek to do the chesed. The Torah, the prophet in Mishlei describes a person should be rodef, he should be chasing after tzedakah and chesed. וגם יעשה הכל בעין יפה, and he'll also do everything with the good eye. ומידת החסד היא כוללת כמה וכמה עניינים, כאשר נדבר מי ירצה השם הכל לחמה. This trait of chesed encompasses a few points, as we'll describe later. את הכל, all the points we will learn about, יעשה בגדר האהבה, he will do it with an attitude of love, ולא בגדר ההכרח, and not with an attitude, oh, so this is what the Torah wants me to do. No. Now, this isn't easy. This is a lifelong work. But we have to know that when it comes to traits, the way to acquire a trait is to begin by faking it. Make believe you're that one. And then you'll become that one. And the other good way to acquire a trait is to try and be around people who have it. And then we could emulate them. Because very often, the traits are foreign to us. We just read about something, sounds saintly. Sounds like nothing we've ever seen in our lifetime, right? So let's think about it. Who could we learn it from? Who could we emulate? And then we'll learn it. I mean, Bezrat Hashem, it's interesting that our Binyan Abayi class is going to be about a very similar point. So let's go over to that.